Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Sean. How are you?
Good. We're going to talk about barking today.
Barking makes me mad.
Oh, it drives you crazy. You hear dogs barking at night. They're everywhere.
Exactly right. And do you know that the part of the brain that registers the sound of a dog's bark, our brains, it actually is unpleasurable. That's why we don't like it. It's just part of our biology.
So you can tell us what you do, how you stop the barking.
Yes, I am. So first, it's interesting. They did a study about domestic dogs, pet-owned dogs, and wolves. And what they found very interestingly is wolves don't really bark. They howl because obviously they're calling their pack and whatnot, but it's actually the domesticated dog that's the one that barks. So it kind of begs the question, who taught the dog to bark?
That's a good question.
It's very interesting, isn't it? So we know that dogs bark for a variety of reasons. So they'll bark if there's an intruder or somebody that they're not sure of, so an alert or warning. They'll bark if they've got some anxiety. So often dogs that aren't so sure of themselves will often bark. There might be somebody come to your door and the dog's not sure, so off we go barking. They'll bark for attention seeking. So come on out and play with me. They'll also bark in responding to other dogs. So when they're responding to other dogs, they're actually communicating with those
dogs.
So
that's okay.
That's okay. So if we want to teach you, if we want to stop our dog barking, we need to first make sure that we're not rewarding it in any way. So for example, if my dog barks, can see me through the glass door and my dog's barking and I go out and I go and play a ball with the dog, what I've got to understand is I've just taught that dog, if you want me to come play ball, just bark at me. Yeah. So what I've got to do is take away the power of the bark or give the dog what they want when they're not barking. So for example, if my dog's being quiet and just amusing themselves in the backyard, I might choose that time to go out and play a game of ball. Now, if you've got a dog that does a lot of barking, it's not a bad idea to teach the dog to bark. So you might put the command of speak and then reinforce when the dog's being quiet. So you're teaching the dog to speak when you want them to, but be quiet when you want them to. The biggest thing you've got to do is work out why are they barking. Is it that your dog's got a big bit of anxiety? And if that's the case, if somebody comes to the door, I might put my dog on lead so we're going to the door together instead of putting that pressure on my dog. If it's attention seeking, the last thing I want to do is give that dog any attention. Now, if you've got a dog that's barking of a night time and keeping everybody awake, that's a big problem because neighbours can complain and you've got a problem with the dog. So in that case, I would look maybe, you know, could the dog be sleeping in the garage or in the laundry where I've got more control and there's less stimuli? Because you only need a cat to run across the backyard and the dog's going to bark. So if that's the case, prevention is always better than the cure.
I was going to say, Joe, the only worse thing than your dog barking is someone else's dog barking.
Yeah, exactly right.
You can't quiet them down quite often. You don't know what's going on.
Exactly right. And if you talk to them, you know, of sometimes get out quiet, they don't understand the word. But also, then they've got a response. So you're accidentally reinforcing the behaviour of your next door neighbour's dog.
So ignoring is the only thing.
Ignoring,
really,
unfortunately, is the only way through. Or maybe just letting your neighbours know that their dog is barking when they're not around in a really lovely way, so they've got the opportunity to change that before it becomes a big thing, so dogs aren't being surrendered to the pound and, you know, it's for something that could have been fixed.
If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to our website. You'll see the Dog Spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk in next Saturday morning.
See you next week.